Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
On and solving mysteries, holidays, schmoladays. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. That is Matt Hankins from Team All You Can Eat, and we are here live as usual on Monday night, even though it's New Year's Eve. But I think we've got an explosive show ahead of us, wouldn't you say, Matt Hankins?
I think we're going to be wide open tonight, my friend.
Well, regardless of what might come up during the interview, Crew Jones is a partying kind of guy, and so I figured he'd be a good guest to have on New Year's Eve anyway. So he'll be calling in after around the half-hour mark. And before that, we've got Matt Sexcells, another party guy who is doing yet another stand-up comedy show this Wednesday. And he's making his return to the ring this Saturday in Porterdale for Platinum Championship Wrestling. And then we've got Nogicism, who he wrestled at Anarchy on Saturday. And I don't know when he's wrestling.
At Anarchy. I'll point out.
Oh, yeah? Well, I wasn't there to see it, but I know he always does a spectacle of a match anytime he's in the ring. But he's doing a different spectacle on Saturday night. His band is playing at Masquerade. So I figure that'd be a good time to get him in and talk about his extracurricular activities. So I guess pretty much everybody we're talking to tonight is their talents go much, way beyond the wrestling rings. And that's kind of the theme of the show, I guess, inadvertently. You were at Season's Beatings. I was not. I've heard things. What was your take on that, Matt?
It was probably my favorite of the Anarchy shows that I've been to. You know, I've been to a handful. I'm not a regular there, but I'm there frequently enough. But it was a really solid show from beginning to end. If you get Nogicism and Corey Hollis to open the show, you're probably in for a good night. And they set the tone, and everybody kind of rose up to that tone for the rest of the night. It was a really, really, really good night. Naja and Corey put on a hell of a match. I mean, it was, you know, it was what you'd expect from those two. But, man, it's the first time I believe I've seen those two go at it one-on-one. Maybe we've seen some interactions in a battle royal or something like that. But it was a great match, and everything else was great, too. Wild Billy Buck's super kick is about as good as it gets, and I got to see him hit it twice to win the to maintain his belt there. It was just a good, solid night. Another night where Jacoby Boykins, Strychnine, Anthony Henry, and the fourth member of that escapes my mind at the moment. They're in a four-way for that Young Lions belt. And there was a time where I thought that Jacoby Boykins was going to take all of Strychnine's belt because I believe he won the APW title from him the previous night. That was a hell of a night. But Strychnine prevailed in the end on that. And then another wild, big, multi-man tag match in the main event that saw some crazy action, just insane things happened in that match. But the Elite wound up losing a member. Casanova turned on him in the end at the sort of the urging of Gunner, who played him up to some of his military experience. He kind of saw the light, so to speak, and so the Elite took a big loss there. In a member. We did see the Jagged Edge. I think that might be the first time he'd really gotten physical back in Anarchy. He did play a big part in that match and an even bigger role in the NWA title match where I'm sure he'll tell me he didn't do anything, but he played a big role in bringing First Blood to Brody Chase. And so the Anarchy title goes back to Sean Tempers. So just a big crazy night. No low points in the night at all. Everything was run and gun. It was a really good night.
I'm glad to hear that Strychnine was able to retain that title. I don't know the circumstances of him losing the Southern States Championship at APW, but I do know that he lost it, and I know he had a good run with it, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him regain that title sometime in the future. But at least he is still the Young Lions champion at Anarchy. And I guess there weren't a lot of other events over the weekend. There was that show on. There was that Christmas night show. Have you heard how that turned out with Rick Michaels and Mark Grayson?
I have not. I've been looking around to try to see if I could see a review, but I just haven't seen one. So I do not know if Rick Michaels was able to topple the mighty, mighty Mark Grayson. I'm really interested.
Yeah, well, there were some other good matchups on that card, so I would be interested to hear how it all turned out. But anyway, so yeah, and then this is a kind of a slow weekend too, but I do believe that Monstrosity Championship Wrestling on Friday will be the first wrestling event in Georgia in the new year, as far as I can tell. I could be wrong about that, but it's the only one I see listed.
I guess depending on bell time, will APW be, do they run every Friday?
Oh, yeah, I do believe they do. So they will probably be running before, because the Monstrosity show bell time is 10 p.m., which is late for a wrestling show. But
in that venue, those creatures ain't coming out until about that time anyway.
Yeah, I think it was hard.
Those people aren't coming out early.
Yeah, I think the 8 o'clock bell time last month was a little early for a lot of them. So,
it takes a while to get up after you've watched, you know, that metal show all night long and you chanted to Satan for several hours. You know, you're not going to be up at the crack of dawn for sure.
You are correct in that.
Not like any of them have to go to work the next day either, so.
Oh, I'm getting a message from Harold J. Taylor. He doesn't know this, but Mark beat Rick Michaels, banning him from the promotion forever. On So, well, we've got our first guest calling in now, which is Matt Sexcells, who always has a lot to say. So how you doing tonight, Matt?
I am excellent. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. So you got another on Wednesday, but I think you should let our listeners know about what happened at your last comedy show at Laughing Skull Lounge.
What happened last time? Well, see, I don't know if I want to spoil that, because that may be part of the routine for this Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, then
the great thing about comedy is it's just like wrestling. You can recycle the same old bits over and over again, hoping there's a new crowd to see you do the same old shtick. So,
well, I will spoil a little bit of it because it's already on Facebook. But I'm forgetting his name now. Blue collar comedy, Ron White.
Ron White.
Yep.
Prize appearance. So technically,
yeah,
Ron White opened for Matt Sexcells.
Yeah, Ron White opened for me, and yeah, so it was a nice, good warm up. He got the crowd into it, and I've actually got a really good Ron White story now. And it wouldn't be any other way. I want something really good, a bizarre story about him. So it's perfect. So yeah, he does his set, and he goes to the back, and I'm standing there behind the curtain, ready to go on. There was a few comedians between him and me. And so I'm standing there, and about a minute before I'm supposed to go on, he comes walking out of his dressing room, and I get a nice whiff of his favorite relaxing drug of choice. And I turn around and I see Ron White standing there, nose to nose with me. So I look at him and, you know, just give him a little hi and how are you doing? And he stops and looks at me and starts throwing work punches, and not just like one or two work punches, but starts throwing work punches for like 30 seconds, and then grabs me by my shoulders and just winks and nods his head at me and walks off. And so that's my Ron White story. And so anytime I tell anybody that story, they're like, oh, so he must have known you were a wrestler. And I'm like, no, I think that's the good thing, is that he had no clue who I was, so it makes it even better. But he's just like, I'm going to walk up to this random guy about to do stand-up, and I'm going to start punching him. So,
Matt, of course Ron White knew who you were. He was opening for you.
He was opening for me. This is true. So, yeah, he's like, I'm going to try to beat this guy because I've heard he's been a champion all over. So if I beat him backstage now, because it's like the hardcore 24/7 rule. So if he beat me there, he's a champion.
You went one-on-one with Tater Salad, dude. You got to put that on.
I went one-on-one with Tater Salad, and I live to tell about it.
All right.
So tonight I didn't write any jokes for tonight's show, so I'm not going to be funny. But that's really no different than any other time I call in. So, well, actually, I guess I do have one little thing, because I was watching the news this morning when I got up. I turned on the TV, and the first thing I saw was that Kim Kardashian's pregnant with Kanye West's baby, which was interesting to me, because it's going to be a little bit different for her. Because it's going to be the first time that she's ever had something big and black come out of her instead of come in her.
Hey-o!
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you...
I like Jonathan's response. It's okay. That was horrible. Next up.
No, I laughed. Hopefully my...
On the inside.
No. It was an out loud laugh. LOL.
They chuckle. It was a ha ha.
Since we're on the internet, it was an LOL.
It was an LOL. LMAO.
I didn't laugh my ass off.
I laughed my ass off. I laughed my ass off at my own joke. I laughed my ass off at my own joke. I'm like Jimmy Fallon. It's okay.
All right. So, and then after Wednesday, you are making your big return to the ring, I understand, on Saturday, right?
Yeah, 2013's shaping up to be a banner year for me thus far. It's for the first week, like you said, Wednesday the 2nd at the Laughing Skull Lounge doing stand-up. And then Saturday, January 5th, I will be making my triumphant, hopefully, return to the ring following the ACL injury. I'll be in Porterdale for PCW. Don't know what my role is there yet, but everybody will find out, and I'll be more than happy to show the world and show PCW that I'm new and improved and ready to rock and roll in 2013.
You roll from that, and I guess you're in the big memorial tournament there as well. Is that the 20th?
Yeah, PWR, for Pro Wrestling Resurrection, they're doing the Jason Speed six-man showcase memorial show, where it's going to be a trios tournament to crown the first Memorial Cup champion. And I will be one of the eight teams entered in that tournament, and I will go ahead and make the announcement right now on Georgia Wrestling Now that my team will be comprised of myself, as seen on TV, Nigel Sherrod, and The Rage, Ryan Michaels. We were collectively known as The Franchise, and Ryan and I were the longest-running tag team champions in PWR/TNT history. So we're throwing our names into the hat, and we will be the first team of three in the eight-team tournament to crown that Memorial Cup champion.
When was the last time all three of you were around together?
Oh, geez, it's probably 2 years at least.
Wow, it's been a little while, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but something as big and as monumental as the Memorial Cup tournament, we're ready to get the band back together and challenge for that cup and show everybody that even though we've kind of gone our separate ways, we are, once again, a very cohesive unit. And that we're going to be the most dominant force in that tournament. And there's going to be some other huge names in that tournament that PWR will be releasing in the next coming days and weeks. But I like to believe that at the very tip top of that list will be the Franchise.
Now, calling yourself the Franchise, do you expect Shane Douglas to show up and protest?
I would, but I think he's working a shift at Target that night. So... God, I'm going to have to beat Shane Douglas now. That's just what I need. That's I'm not even back in the ring yet, and I'm already getting heat with guys. Wonderful.
you did make us laugh, so you might want to use that on Wednesday.
Yes, I'll make – yeah, there'll be two or three wrestling fans there. So, yes, I want to make obscure wrestling references in front of a crowd that has no clue what I'm talking about.
They'll love it.
No, if they hear the two or three wrestling fans laughing, they'll laugh because they think it's they think they're not getting it.
Ages, yeah. They're like, oh, I get it. I'm going to prove that I get it.
Oh, man, this guy's good.
That's the beauty of an Insta crowd. You just have to get more inside than they are, and they'll come along with you.
This is true. I'm going to start just trying to come up with the most obscure jokes whatsoever. So,
so Matt, do you have any other matches scheduled aside from those?
Those are the big ones right now. I plan on being at hopefully every PCW show and every PWR show. I make appearances everywhere and anywhere. So still talking to a couple of promoters right now about coming in for some dates. But if anybody wants to get in touch with me, book me on their show, feel free to get in touch with me on Twitter, at Matt Sexcell. Or feel free to shoot me an email, allsellsfinal, allsells, final, at yahoo.com, because I'm always looking for bookings. I'm planning on this being a very busy year. Planning on working every show I possibly can to make up for the nearly 9 months that I've had to take off.
So. Wow. So you consider yourself back full-time as of when you lock it up on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. January 5th, I'm hitting the ground running. I'm back 100% full-time. I'm stronger now, actually, than I was before I left. I'm leaner now than before I got hurt. My training has been more sports specific and more specific to wrestling, so I believe I'm going to come back even better than I was before, and I'm going to continue to ride that same momentum that I had before I got hurt. So I think that 2013 is going to be the best year yet for Matt Sexcell.
And without all that damn hair in your eyes.
Well, see, I'm working on it growing out, so I'm rocking an excellent, almost Ricky Morton-esque mullet right now. So.
Oh!
Yeah, my hair naturally grows as a mullet. It's fun. It's a pretty decent amount of business in the front and an adequate amount of party in the back right now. So it's a thing of beauty to behold.
Getting heat with even more old-timers now.
What?
I said you're just continuing to create heat with old-timers.
No, that's a compliment. There's going to be no heat with Ricky Morton, because that is a 100% tried and true compliment, because that man's mullet is a thing of beauty. I'm jealous of
and
it.
And legend.
It is a legendary mullet on a legendary tag team wrestler, so there should be no heat with Ricky Morton. I didn't say Ricky Morton works at Target, so it's all good.
He could, though. He might.
They'd
probably
ask him double his pay just for rocking that mullet. That's if he does. So.
All right. Well, I guess we will let you go get your New Year's Eve partying on, Matt.
Oh, yeah. I am a party animal.
just like Tommy Lee.
Just like Tiger Woods.
Just like Steel Panther. All right, well.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to speaking to you hopefully within the coming weeks, letting you know how much I'm rocking and rolling, getting back in the ring. And I will speak to you guys later. I hope your 2013 is a sex experience like no other.
All right, thanks. I have a feeling we will see you soon. And he's gone, but. Just like that, we've got our next guest.
Good time to keep rolling.
Yes. We have a guy who got his start in PCW, and has since he's been wrestling a lot of Anarchy. I don't know if he's been doing anything else aside from those two. But outside of wrestling, he's also has a music career going. I was actually in one of his videos a couple years ago. But this is Nogicism now joining us.
What's up, world?
How you doing tonight?
I know you're honored to finally have some real talent on your show, right?
Well,
finally, somebody's livening this thing up.
I can't say we've never had talent on the show, but I can say we're glad to have you on the show.
We had JT talent on the show.
What you said?
I said we had JT talent on the show one time.
Yeah, I said real talent. I'm just playing. No, but it's an honor to be on the show. I'm glad to talk to the wrestling fans about what I have going on.
Well,
so when's the last time you did a show? I know you do them fairly frequently. When was the last time you were on the stage and not the ring?
My return to the stage is Saturday. My last show was the Hard Rock Cafe in July, and that was a pretty big show with the band. So my actual return to the stage is Saturday at the Masquerade, and I've been preparing for maybe 2 months now with the band and the dancers and all that. So we're ready to blow some people minds away.
So it's all live band, right? You don't mess around with tracks and samplers and all that?
Yeah, it's a full band this Saturday.
Kudos. I'm glad somebody does that still.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of Nogicism shows. I didn't see the one in July. It's probably been a year or so since I've seen one, but he does put on a full production. He has drums and guitars and everything and a choreographed dance crew, and it's pretty much like watching an old Michael Jackson show or something. It's definitely a good show.
Well, hopefully we can get some of these listeners to get some tickets at www.aftonshows.com/Nogicism. You can go on Facebook. You can go online. Aftonshows, AftonShows.com/Nogicism. Get your tickets in advance because you'll definitely save a few dollars than getting them at the door at the Masquerade on Saturday.
And it will sell out, of course, right?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
is it heaven or hell? Do we know?
No, it hasn't sold out yet, so we're definitely trying to get some more ticket sales. Definitely plenty of room in the Masquerade for everyone, and there are a few other artists performing with their bands, so we're expecting a pretty big crowd on Saturday.
It's in hell, man.
It's in hell. Okay. It's not easy to pin down your sound for real. You know, it's all over the place. Can sometimes sound like an insult, but I don't mean it like that. I mean, there's a lot of different styles that you do. Who are some of your influences that you kind of maybe emulated just a little bit as you were coming along?
I can't say that I emulate anybody, but different styles that I listen to and I like, different artists like Michael Jackson, of course, you said earlier, Cameo, it's just a lot of different Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't listen to one style of music. I pull from pop, R&B. I was in the marching band and stuff like that. So I've always been around music, and I've always been around wrestling. So those are the two things that I kind of can't live without, I guess you would say. No one in my family really watches wrestling or was into wrestling except my granddad, and he died when I was really young. So if you ask anybody in my family, what's the one thing I couldn't live without, they would probably tell you wrestling before they would even say music. So, but those are kind of the two things that I've always had in my life when I was growing up.
I'm sure, what are the similarities between your performing in the ring and what you do on the stage?
What are some of the similarities?
My
personality is just always wild. Everything you see me doing in the ring, like the spontaneous flips and the planches and all the crazy energetic moves, that's the same way I'm on the stage. It's very unpredictable. I'll backflip off the stage at any time in the middle of a show. It's just, I get really hyped. I kind of lose myself on the stage. And of course, I have fight scenes in my actual musical performance and everything. So everything is combined and intertwined, I guess you could say. It's one world. I'm the same person on stage that I am in the ring.
Houston.
Naja, anybody who's seen you wrestle or perform musically, for that matter, knows that you have a flashier style. You wear makeup and face paint and things like that. So how does your preparing to go on stage compare to preparing to get in the ring? Is it pretty similar?
Yeah, the only other thing I'm doing for the musical show is vocal warm-ups right before the show. But I'm stretching before both shows, painting my face before both shows. I'm probably cursing someone out or fussing at somebody at the musical show in the band. When the dancers, it's a little more calm backstage before a wrestling show for me. I'm a little more stressed when it comes to the music because I'm handling I'm not managed right now, so I'm pretty much running everything. I'm running the band, I'm running the choreography with the dancers, and I'm pretty much setting up rehearsals, setting up the shows and everything. So I'm really stressed when it comes to the music side of things, and wrestling is like my release. I get to really kind of, you know, just do my thing, and I don't have to worry about managing nobody else. That's pretty much how it goes with the music and the wrestling thing.
Have you tried to keep the same core band with you, or are you having to start over kind of every show?
I'm not having to start over every show, but maybe 2 years ago I was working with a full set of different musicians. And for this past year I've been working with the same drummer and keyboard player, but I brought on a new bass player, bass guitar player, and a new lead guitar player in the past 5 months. Because my bass guitar player, my new bass guitar player, is the best friend of my drummer. And all of my musicians have been on tour. They've traveled the world, and they are very experienced. So I'm happy that they want to work with me. And they pretty much are dedicated to me and everything. So I'm pretty much happy that I have them now. And I want to stick with this crew. I don't want to start over, because starting over is a headache.
It's not easy, especially when you have to start changing that rhythm section out. You get into some odd conversations then.
Yeah, man.
Well, Naja, Matt was there on Saturday and saw you wrestle Corey Hollis at Anarchy, and I know you still wrestle there regularly as well as in Porterdale from time to time, but where will we see you in a ring next?
You'll see me in the ring that's probably in 2 weeks from now at Anarchy again. I just wanted to say, like, in 2012, I kind of think was my breakout year as a wrestler. 2012, I've done more in my career than I've ever done. I've been doing it for 3 years now, but I've traveled to different shows in Alabama, and I've been on the road, and right now I'm a tag team champion and a pro soft in Alabama with one of my Georgia rivals, Daylon Vega. But Anarchy, Pro South, PCW, and I'm looking to expand on that this year, travel more to do as many shows as possible with wrestling. I pretty much have the philosophy that whatever I do, whether it's music or wrestling, anything that I'm involved with, I want to put 110% in. So I don't pretty much do anything just to do it. I'm trying to make it in both, and I'm trying to do my thing in both, and I want to be the best at both. So you'll definitely see me in a couple weeks at Anarchy again.
They build you as being a part of the movement in Anarchy. Are you in a faction there? What can you tell me about that?
Well, for the past couple months, I've been tagging with the Vandal, if you know him from PCW. And we've been having a few great tag team matches there. We faced the tag champs, Urban Assault Squad. We faced a couple other tag teams that came in there. And we're starting to really gel well as a tag team. And our new name is The Movement. And, of course, you'll be able to purchase shirts and other merchandise in a few weeks when we debut our new merchandise at Anarchy. But, yeah, we're starting to gel really well as a tag team. And I never had a goal to be a tag team wrestler when I got there. But we really work well together. We've had some great matches, so I'm looking forward to see what we're going to do in 2013 as a tag team. The Movement, look out for us.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
They'd argue with that.
And our personalities, he has, when you hear him talk, he cuts a good promo. He's a good talker. He has a great personality as a wrestler, Vandal does, and I think we work well together, and we can really do some things.
Now, you had a tough match with Hollis Saturday. did you get knocked a little woozy at one point?
Oh, did you hear some reports in the back?
I know what I saw as much as anything.
Well, in the first 30 seconds of the match, I just want to say, like I was telling you about, 2012 has been one of my best years. I have gotten to wrestle some of the best talent, and Corey Hollis, it was my first time wrestling him on Saturday, and other people I've gotten to wrestle in the past year, you talk about Chip Day, Shane Marks, De La Vega I mentioned earlier, Supernatural, Fred Yehi. I got the chance to wrestle Tony Kazina and Kyle O'Reilly, along with Fred Yehi in a four-way. So it's been a good year, and that year ended well with a great match with Corey Hollis Saturday. First 30 seconds, kicked me in my face, and I was pretty much out. But recovered, finished the whole match. I don't think the audience knew I was out, but I kicked out, and I gathered my senses back together. But it was pretty hard kick to the face. I guess when the adrenaline wore off when I got to the back, I was a little loopy and a little blood came out the nose, but it's all good. It was a great match.
You recovered well, man, and it was a hell of a match. It really was.
Yeah, just looking to have more matches like that this year. Looking to book me, wrestlingnajasism@gmail.com. That's wrestling, NAJASISM@gmail.com. Definitely want to come out and expand and get out some other places and show off like I love to do.
Yeah, well, I have to say that I agree with you, Naja. This has been, and I think Matt and I have had conversations about this. You were always fun to watch, but I think this year you've improved, you know, exponentially over what we've seen from the past couple of years from you in the ring. So I guess congratulations on that. And I think we look forward to seeing more of that in the new year.
Definitely. I want to get better and better. I'm the type of person that's watching. I don't watch much TV. If you ask any of my friends or any people that really, really know me, mostly in my VCR is a lot of wrestling tapes and DVDs, and that's pretty much what I'm doing most of the day. I prefer to watch that out of anything else, and that's how I've been since I've been 3 years old. I didn't really grow up with many. I didn't grow up watching superheroes and Justice League and playing, like, a lot of video games. The wrestlers were my superheroes, and that's pretty much what I watched growing up, and I've always been a wrestling fan, and to this day, I'm still a huge wrestling fan. So I'm mostly watching wrestling all the time. That's all I'm pretty much watching. Here and there, a TV show might jump in there, but that's about it, in a movie.
Well, you're a smaller guy, Naja. So what is it that attracted you to wrestling and then made you want to pursue it?
3 years old, granddad cut it on. My dad has always been a boxing fan, and I didn't really know what it was, but I started watching him at a very young age, and like I told you before, none of my family members besides my granddaddy watched wrestling. After he passed, I continued to watch it. The only toys I had when I was little, I know you might think it's crazy, was wrestling toys. I may have had maybe a few G.I. Joe or something like that, but I still have all my wrestling toys. I had a full roster, booked the shows, had the feet going on. Yeah. It's that serious, and I still have all the wrestling toys in the closet, and I still might pull two out to come up with some new moves or something like that, but it's always been that way. And then when I got to high school, I was captain of the wrestling team. Had the opportunity to maybe go wrestle in college. Didn't take that. But funny story how I started 3 years ago. I was at Sam Stone Studio about to do a TV taping for music. And they had a big screen in there. And on the big screen, some wrestling highlights started playing. And I questioned Sam. I asked him, where is that at? And he was like, oh, they train here on Tuesday nights. I was like, okay, I'm going to come. And he didn't believe me, and I actually came, and that was the start of the wrestling career. It just landed in my lap. I was there to do music, and I found out about wrestling. It always seemed like something unattainable. Like, I never thought that I would actually have the opportunity to start doing it. And since I've started, I've gotten to ride in the car with some interesting people and learn from some different people. no matter what anybody thinks of these people, Steve Platinum, Jay Fury, Nemesis, Austin Creed, Xavier Woods, I've had the chance to ride in the car and hear some things from them and learn from them, and I'm the type of person in the locker room, I like to keep my mouth shut and listen, because closed mouth and open ears learns a lot.
Well, I'd say, like I said, you've definitely learned a lot since the first few times I saw you in the ring. So, again, congratulations on that. And I think we need to go to a commercial break. But thank you for calling, Naja. And we'll see you possibly on Saturday and back in the ring at Anarchy in a couple of weeks, I guess.
That's right. 7 o'clock Saturday at the Masquerade downtown.
All right. We're going to go to a commercial break, and thanks again for calling, Naja. Have a happy new year.
You also.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling Television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. That is Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. And we are now being joined by tonight's featured guest. He's one half of Hot Like Lava. He's the NWA Atlanta, Georgia heavyweight champion. And he's one of the, probably not argued by many, but arguably one of the best wrestlers in Georgia today. He is Crew Jones.
Thank you. Appreciate that big entrance. Otherwise known the alphabet soup champion or whatever else. You know, all these damn, they changed the name of that belt. I've held that belt for over a year and it's had three different names.
Well, I think we solved some of those mysteries a few weeks ago when we had Andy Anderson on, and then we had Rick Michaels on a couple times. So I think
they don't even know the answer to the questions.
Well, I thought we'd figured it out, but maybe not. But anyway, thanks for calling us on New Year's Eve. I'm sure a guy like you has a lot to do on a night like this.
I'm stuck in Chicago. I got a reservation little bar at the off the Golden Mile. So I'll be in Dublin's Irish Pub off the Golden Mile in Chicago. I'm stuck up here, froze to death, cold as hell. I figured I'd drink enough liquor and alcohol, I'll be warm and it won't matter.
I think you'll survive it, crew. I think you got it in you.
Oh, yeah, the Irish is going to come out. I'm going to start just shooting promos on people until it gets up to New Year's. You've got to see the way the people look at me up here. I'm like, where are you from? I'm like, the
South? They don't
quite
understand it. The South? Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't quite get it.
Where are you from, the South? I'm like, yeah, South Chicago.
You're the wrong shade for that, crew.
Yeah.
You'd have a little bit better of a tan to pull that one off.
I mean, I was like, shit. I was like, what do you mean you ain't got no PBR? I need some fucking apps.
That's what I said, too.
What they have up here, Old Time, or whatever that stuff's called, Schaefer's.
Well, crew, I know one place you'll be able to find some PBR on Friday is at the Asylum in East Atlanta, where you will be taking on Papa Marco in the tournament to crown the first Monstrosity Championship Wrestling Champion. And I think Matt and I are curious. You were at the Monstrosity show last month, just in attendance. So what exactly brought you out to that show?
I've seen the flyer, and, periodically I'm all bouncing around all of Atlanta. And outside of wrestling, I've modeled, done acting, and, a lot of improv stuff. So I think that contributes to the Crew Jones character. So I like to do other stuff, and it piqued my interest. I was like, that's something that's cool because I'm more about entertainment. I can wrestle. I wrestled from middle school all the way up to college. Collegiate, Greco-Roman freestyle, folk style. But I really like to entertain, so that's what piqued my interest. When I wrestle, I always try to, do the moves, but, keep the crowd where they're not bored. So that's, the way I did it, and it got my interest. So one of the guys, a trainee, I was like, hey, let's go check this out. I don't have to wrestle. And he's like, all right. He had no clue. And so we go up in there, and it was great. I mean, he's not one type of clique. It had a good variety of all of Atlanta. It didn't matter what type of music you listen to, what you look like, political or religious belief. He had people from all walks of life there. They were there just to have a good time, and I think most people there understood that, they're there to be entertained. They're not going out there to watch Farmer Burns take on Luthez or anything like that. Even though, that might be funny if you had a throwback of that or whatnot. But, the ghost of Luthez might show up. You never know at a Monstrosity show.
You never know at that show.
Yeah, he might have some, Huggy Nut canvas, dungaree tights from 34 on. And get down with some, U-boat push-ups, but honestly, it was the most entertaining show. It was the most entertaining. My buddy's like trying to throw me a beer right now. He goes, dude, get off the phone, drink a beer. I'm like, no, wait a second. But I thought it was the most entertaining show that I'd seen in a long, long time. And actually, when I wrestled here in Chicago, there was another guy that he ran some, crazy off-the-wall shows, but they were really entertaining. And the thing that's so good is, like, you got people that want to see traditional wrestling that can come to the show, because you got guys like Fred, who I think, unreal, pound for pound, we want somebody to go. I would put Fred out there with Kyle Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that aspect, but you also have unbelievably entertaining characters. So not the average wrestling fan can come, He's like, oh, come. Anybody just wanted to be entertained, they didn't have to like wrestling to really get into Monstrosity. You add alcohol into the mix in an adult atmosphere, it's a good alternative to what's out there in Atlanta. As you guys know, in Atlanta, it's harder to run wrestling shows because you have so much more to do in Atlanta as, say, can I cuss on this?
Sure.
As opposed to Bumblefuck Warner Robins, where you're competing with, you know, church crowd who's really picky about what they see. You know, and a lot of South Georgia towns are like that. You know, they don't, you know, in Columbus, Phoenix City, they didn't want the Hugheses and GCW to run on Wednesday because that was Wednesday Bible night. And, you know, that's the only thing that they have to compete with, and there's a problem. But in Atlanta, you have all this stuff to do, so you got to give them something different. And I thought it was fresh. And I was so, I had fun. I mean, you know, I'm still a fan. And, of course, you have the hot, what's the name of that liquor? Canum, whatever.
K-Rum.
Yeah, you have those shooter girls coming around giving you free shots. Who am I to say no to them? So, you know, I took them up on an offer, you know, and after a couple of their, you know, gracious drinks, you know, I was heckling. I was just, you know, I was not Crew Jones. I was a fan. I was Mr. Jones heckling, you know, and having a great time, and I had an awesome time. And that's when, you know, I was pitched, you know, and we came together in the middle. It was like, hey, you want to be a part? And I was like, I'd love to do this. I mean, this is like tailor-made for me. So,
yep.
Anybody that hasn't seen one of these shows needs to come see it. I mean, it's something, you know, and I know all the guys that didn't go with me last time that I work out with will all be at the show because they're, like, wanting to see these characters, not because I'm on it. It's because they want to see the drunk Kentucky werewolf man. They want to see the, you know, Dracula, Liberace vampire. They want to see, you know, stuff like rock, paper, scissors in the three-way, you know, a ghost of wrestling past appear. You know, zombies, and you never know what you're going to see because there's so many surprises. That's why it's so much fun.
Now,
cool.
You mentioned Warner Robins' crew.
Yeah.
And I was at a show there, and I was a little surprised at what went on in that Sean Banks had to defend your belt, which, you know,
yeah.
I know you two are tight, and that's not a big deal. But he had already been in a brutal match. His ribs were all bruised to hell, and he still had to defend the belt and ultimately ended up losing it, and it wasn't even on TV. I was just
this
a little surprised.
I know. That's the way they want to, captain that ship. You know, so be it. It's no secret. It's a different, you know, they clean house, got a different coaching staff running behind the scenes. You know, unfortunately for me, I had a kid who had the flu, my youngest son, and, you know, I love wrestling to death, but, you know, this don't pay my bills. It's a good little second job, you know, that, of course, me, being a red, white, and blue American, I pay all the taxes from the shows I get paid. It's a good second job, sarcasm. But, you know, no way do I get paid under the counter or anything. Unless you wrestle at Rampage for a wrestling where you get paid in a damn check. And you have to claim it on your taxes. Thanks a lot for that. But, you know, that's the way they want to captain that ship. And, yeah, no fault to them. You know, they were put in a situation. My kid had the flu, and I wasn't leaving. And I was the only one there to have to watch him, and I wasn't going to drag him with me. So Sean went down there solo, and instead of saying, hey, wait till the next show or whatever, they decided to, you know, proceed doing things that way. If you were there. And you were, you know, if you're there watching, you know, if you thought that was, hey, this makes sense, and so be it. You know, if you're a fan that's like, this is dumb as hell, you know, why the hell are they doing this, and so be it. And, you know, that's the choice they were in a position to make, and they had to make it. And, you know, I can't fault them, you know. They got to do what they got to do.
All right.
A quick fact, why you brought that up. I lost the belt. I didn't lose the belt, but the belt's now, I'm not the champion, but I lost the belt. So if you're looking at this as a fan, or, you know, we'll use some smart terminology, a mark or a fan, which a lot of people in the business don't know if they are still a mark or a fan, or don't know the difference between being in the business or being a damn mark in the crowd. I've never lost the belt. I was a two-time Peach State champion this year. And I never got pinned for those belts. I got it stripped from me, and I lost another one in a 10-man cage match. And then I've held the other belt for over a year. So in the entire year, I was able to hold all these titles and never be beat for any of them. So yay me.
C-Platinum
was right. It was the year of the crew. I'll make it tight. I'm put a cot with a Chinese symbol inside of it. It's beautiful. Oh, I've already did that.
Drew, if I remember correctly, the stipulation
can wear that is somewhere.
When it comes to your Peach State title, if I remember correctly, the stipulation when your team lost that cage match was that you were out for 6 months. Is that right?
Yeah, you're out for 6 months. You forfeit all the belts, and you're gone. And I mean, I actually that's a fun. I've seen you there several times. You talk about a fun crowd to be in the wrestle in front of. That's the most as far as believing. And, you know, you can almost watch the crowd and be more entertained than the wrestling because, I mean, there's fights in the bathroom. There's stepbrothers fighting over stepsisters. There's daddies fighting over daughters who think the cameraman broke them. You know, I mean, there's constantly fights, women fighting, you know, Stephen Hussey's trying to steal my man. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it was so much fun to wrestle there, even though Mike Jackson, you know, was trying to hustle his magic box. Yeah, it's probably got the same damn beans that Jack bought for the beanstalk in there somewhere. And he does that for an hour in intermission, and the shows run long, but it's a great place to wrestle. And truth be told, you know, I've been trying to get back over there. Sean's been trying to get back over there. It's just our schedules haven't, you know, been, you know, when they have shows, we're already booked way up. We were supposed to come back in October. But, you know, I had to keep it on the down low. We already knew we had the TNA thing, so we couldn't go back then. So, I mean, hopefully if the stars align, we'll end up back at Peach State.
Right. Hey, crew, we had, I guess it was Pat Kenny on after the gut check thing, and the names he brought up were you and Sean. Can you talk a little bit about how that was?
Pretty much Jimmy Ray was responsible for all that. Jimmy... Because, you know, I'm just like any other person. I'm like, oh, it's a damn ripoff. You know, because I hear from some people, of course, the Fed one's a ripoff. You know, yeah, you're paying an arm and a leg to go down there and work out. And the Fed, straight up, with Bill DeMott running it, he tries to cycle you to death and see if you quit physically. So I was like, I'm not doing that shit. You know, I done did the Deep South thing, and I went through it. And Jimmy's like, I swear to God, it ain't like that. He goes, you know, you're pretty much going to do a little workout. They want to see if you can talk and see if you can work and you got charisma. Because they want to see your gimmick. You know, you're not in sweatpants or nothing. So he begged, he told me and Sean, it's not a ripoff. Do it, do it, do it. And Sean, you know, he's like, man, why the hell are we doing this stuff? We ain't going to go for it. Might as well go for it. So me and Sean, you know, mustered up the money, paid our money, and went through it. And pretty much we come in. You know, Simon Diamond, the guy running it, and he's like, get your gimmick. He's screaming at you, and pretty much, true story, you know, he has everybody get in the ring. He goes, not as your character, but as it's you, tell me why you want to be a pro wrestler. So, me and Sean were sitting in the back. There's 34, 35 guys there, like, everybody getting in there is, I want to do it for my grandma that died that I watched wrestling with. My aunt died, and I want to do it for my son. He looks up for me. I was like, yeah, right. I just shot on all of them. I think, and then remember who you're talking to. Yeah, I just came out with that Christmas list. So here I am in front of Simon Downer and all these guys doing this shit. I was like, I'm not here for anybody but myself. I said, I love pro wrestling and I want to make money at doing it. And Sean pretty much got in there and said the same thing. He goes, I wrestled all the way up through college in Kansas, come home, been wrestling. He goes, you know, this is my chance to be seen, so I'm here. And neither one of us said we did it for him. And instantly, we kind of got some dirty looks. Like, damn, dickhead. You know, you shot on my kid's dream and shit. So that's phase one. Phase two, they pair you up. They yell out two names. You all get around the ring. And he screams a spot at you. He's like, take a headlock, send him off. You know, drop down, hip toss, on drag, you know, PM, switch it up, go the other way. And that's as fast as he said it. And if you didn't get it, you better hope that you're not one of the first ones in the ring, because the first couple are in the ring have to do it because he just said it. And, you know, the rest of the guys, they can watch, like, oh, okay, I see the spot. And sure enough, I think I got paired up with one of the biggest guys in there. I'm like, great. I mean, this dude had to be 6'6", about 270, big dude. But I was like, hell with this. So, you know, we go in there. Sean got paired up with some other guy. You do the spot. He critiques it if you do something wrong. Then, so you did that, and then you do a swap drill. Pretty much you lock up, kick the guy, punch, kick, punch, kick, punch, kick. So I'm on a screen switch, punch, kick, punch, kick, punch, kick. He'll say stop. He wants to see how you can punch and kick. And sure enough, I'm in here to giant. And I guess he was going to thought he was going to get the punch off first. So how the hell was that? So I just hauled off and locked the shit out of him. And I got a pretty good punch. So I was like, I'm going to let him know right now. I'm not like, I'm going to let him know I'm snug. And, yeah, I rocked him pretty good. Afterwards, you know, I thought, I'm sorry about, you know, hitting you, but I didn't want to miss you, you know, right in front of Sam Down. And he's like, oh, it's all right. And, you know, it's just important when that guy's kicking your ass, you know, you got to make him look good. So I made him look like $1 million, selling for him. And then the most important one, and this is the one that separated everybody, is you got 30 seconds because I want to know who you are, why you're here, and what your gimmick is. You got 30 seconds. And I swear Simon Diamond ripped apart at least 29, 30 of the 34. I mean, he's like, they get through, and he goes, what the hell's your gimmick? He goes, I couldn't tell. What? And then they would say what the gimmick is. And then Simon, this is how smart the guy is. It wouldn't even take him 15 seconds. He'd jump in the ring. He goes, all right, that's your gimmick? Let me show you how to do it. And, like, he was like, your gimmick's a video gamer? He would get in the ring, and in 15 seconds, he would do it 10 times better than that guy tried to do it. He goes, that's how you show me that you're a video gamer or, you know, you're a cult leader or whatever. And, Sean did his pretty good, and then he instantly knew Sean was a narcissistic wannabe stripper. And then, you know, Sean got it. And Sean shot, and the greatest thing is Sean shot on everybody on the outside of the ring, except for me. He pretty much called everybody a loser and couldn't fill up his, you know, do anything to him because except for his partner. So when I got in there, I pretty much just, I was like, well, Austin Aries is a champ, so I might as well bury him while I got my chance right here in front of everybody at TNA. So I pretty much did the rooster yell. And
We asked him if you had done that, and he said,
yeah,
no.
He didn't know what it was. I mean, I was yelling during the whole match and stuff. I think he thought it was entertaining because every time I was hitting people and doing stuff, I was talking shit. But so I got in, I said who I was, what I was there for, pretty much that I could fill up, stand next better than any man on the world, and that I'm your favorite wrestler's females. Sisters, mothers, wife's favorite wrestler, and they all come to see my crotch. And then, I buried Austin Aries. I mean, and it was so good that Hebner's son was there, and he started laughing. He goes, I'm going to tell Aries what you said. Because I know Austin from Chicago, but I was like, yeah, I said, Aries, you're good, but you never faced Crew Jones. And when you do, I'm going to send you back to Kentucky riding horses, doing one lappers. And then I did the yell. And, like, people started laughing their ass off. But Simon put it over. He's like, that. He goes, I know what he's about, his name, and what he's here to do. So he put me over. And then at the end, he picked four matches. And then he made me and Sean, instead of doing singles, he threw us together and let us do a tag. We ended up wrestling the Big Guy 7 out of Chattanooga and some other big dude from St. Louis, Wolfman. So we got to work with him a little bit. So it was decent. And good enough that, you know, he contacted us the next day. He's like, look, he goes, here's what I want you to do, here's what I want Sean to do. He liked everything Sean. He told me, he goes, you need to get a little more cut. He goes, you're too bulky to be a stripper. And so within 2 months, I dropped 15 pounds. So when we came in for TNA and Macon, you know, they were all like, shit, you know, you did get cut. Yeah, if I'm motivated, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So.
Have you heard anything else about that?
They're in Europe. So they told us to hang tight, play it by ear, keep working, and I keep sending stuff to Simon and whoever. And then, the guy's a total pro. He could say, fuck off, I ain't got time to look at your stuff. I got everybody aggravating me. But he replies to me all the time. And we've been going back and forth with SEC and Notre Dame. He's a big Notre Dame fan. So I've been ragging him for about 4 months, and damn if they don't go undefeated. So now I have to eat the crow I've been talking shit to him about. I'm sure if they win, I'll be the first person he sends a message to for the 4 months of hell I've been giving him about that. But he's cool. He always replies, gives me good critiques or whatever I send him. And it's just, right now it's just a waiting game. You know, sit tight, work a lot, stay in shape, and hopefully that call maybe will be, you know, to the next step, which is maybe a dark match in Orlando or something.
All right, cool. Well, we got to wrap things up. I know you've got plans for tonight, but I do want to mention real quick the next NWA Atlanta show, January 12th in Locust Grove. And it looks like you're taking on Bill the Butcher.
Am I? I didn't know. I've been away from the internet, so I had time to look at it.
That's what the poster says.
Bill the Butcher? Well, that goes, that's so much for a wrestling match. Jesus. I think I'll show up in something crazy for that one. Because you never know what Bill's going to look like.
Hell no, you don't. No, you don't.
I'm going to show Bill up. I'll come paint it up somehow. I might show up one of the skull guys from Karate Kid and a skeleton suit beside his ass. Or a human pair of hair clippers. He's bound to run for that one.
Yeah, well, either way, I wish you luck in that match, because as accomplished as you are, I'm sure he's never an easy opponent.
No, I've wrestled him a couple times. It'll be entertaining, I promise. But like I said, I hope everybody comes out to the Monstrosity Show, NWA, Atlanta. Two great companies. Neither one of them put handcuffs on me. They let me do what I want, no restrictions. And I promise, yeah, if you come watch it, it will totally be entertainment. You won't be disappointed. You won't be bored. No censorship.
All right, well, thanks again for calling on New Year's Eve. I hope you have a happy New Year, and I guess we will see you Friday.
Yeah, man, we'll have to do it again. I'll have to call in again.
You're welcome.
Remember,
anytime.
Every tall black woman is not a woman crew. You be careful up there.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. I believe you were on our first show of the year, which was the award show, and now you're on our last show. So.
You begin and you end with the best. Could be worse. It always is. I mean, if it ain't me, it is the worst.
It is worse.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks.
See you, man.
All right. So I guess that concludes our final show of 2012. Next Monday will be the award show again for the Georgia Wrestling History. We'll announce the winners of all the GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com awards for this year. Crew won best, what was it?
It was Performer of the Year.
Yeah, best overall performer. I can't imagine he was not at least in the running for that. I have not yet seen the results of the voting, but we will be announcing those next week. So Larry Goodman will be joining us, and I'm sure we'll have various different guests like we did this year.
And I'm sure we'll have controversy.
Of course. I think that goes without saying. But everybody have a happy new year. Thank you, Matt, for being part of the show all year, and we will be back next year.
All right.
Listening to the Broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.